Welcome back to the 15 Minutes with Frank podcast. My name is Frank, and I'm so glad you're back with me. Man, like, it's been a journey. You know, I got back from a missions trip, and then I went to Tennessee. And if you remember that, like, I recorded in Tennessee in a dorm room, and that was fun. Made my flight back the next day. Super cool. And then, like, I started working, and we had youth group. And we had youth group this past Sunday. And, you know, there was quite a few kids that were out because it's the 4th of July weekend, but we still had a good number of kids. And so I got stuff to talk about. But before we dive into that, I want you to know what else is up, okay? One is I got some new products in the DYM store. You want to check them out. There'll be a link to my entire store. I got a dating series in there, guys. I have a couple games in there that are a lot of fun. I would love for you to go to my store and check it out. If you have DYM credit, spend it all on me. Spend it all. I don't care. Listen. I had that, you know how you guys, if you have the DYM membership, you if you don't spend it within the month, you'll lose it all. Well, lately I've been losing it all. I lost like $16 in credit. I was so mad. I told my interns, hey, I have $16 in store credit. I don't care what you want. Just pick something so we can buy it because I hate losing that money. And I know, I think Doug and Josh have told me like the leftover credit goes to help other youth workers. Or something. I don't know. Maybe it's just, you know, maybe it's just lining their pockets. But regardless of the situation is, I hate the fact that I had credit and I lost it. So that being said, if you're like, hey, I got this extra credit. Like, I don't know what to spend it on. Go buy something of my store because it helps me raise my puppy and give her the good dog chow that she needs to keep her glorious black coat. Black coat. Anyways, let's talk about also that after I talk about what I did last Sunday night, I'm going to share with you, I think it's five each. Yeah, my top five favorite student ministry podcasts right now and my top five favorite podcasts that aren't student ministry right now. I love talking about this because podcasts, man, it's on the up and up. It's like super in. Everyone's doing it now. Everyone's, you know. I mean, I'm just another sheep, right? Like, I just started this, like, earlier this year in January. And like, there's, like, five new ones that popped up. I'm getting questions, you know, I'm being asked to, you know, being interviewed on people's podcasts that, like, didn't know they had podcasts. I'm like, hey, let's, I love this, dude. iTunes is a big world. So, the more, the merrier in my book. But with that being said, I'm going to talk about podcasting. But until then, let's talk about what I did last night. So, this was 1,000% in my intern's hands. Like, they did all the work, and I just showed up. And it was great because this was the first Sunday ever, since I've been hired by this church that I got to go home after the services were over on Sunday morning and take a nap. It's literally been ever. Like, I've never done that before, where I got to take a nap before youth group. I don't remember what it was like to take naps before youth group because before this, youth group was on Wednesday night. And, you know, work would end at 5 or like I would kind of work out my day where like I would come in later and like I would be just diving right to youth group. So this whole like taking a nap before youth group, it's amazing. I want to do this more often. Like, this is wonderful. And so I got to figure that out. I got to figure out a way to be more efficient with my time so I can take all the naps before youth group. So anyways, I got to youth group around, I got to church around 4. Had the worship guy and all those folks come in around 4 also. Let them in. They set up and practiced. And I got to watch the interns, you know, do all the work and get all the stuff ready for youth group. I should do a podcast episode where we talk about interns. Because I get, like, someone told me once, it's like, Frank, you focus a lot on your context. And so, like, my context is very different. And I get it. Like, not all contexts are the same. I don't want to, like, pretend they're the same. But however, like, I think there's a way to get interns without making it a big deal about it. Like, people want to intern. And you don't necessarily have to pay them. Now, obviously, you have more options if you pay interns. But interns, by its nature, don't quote me. I'm not a lawyer. You can't get mad if they sue you, but I don't think you have to pay interns. I think they can work for free. Anyway, either that or you can start like an internship program type of thing with volunteers. Maybe I'll talk about that one day, but like, but so far it's been super sweet. So the interns were running stuff and they were getting things ready and the band was practicing. 5:45, kids started coming in, the doors were open, they were hanging out. We had a parent bring some snacks, I think it was like chips and like those little barrel juices. In the hood we call it quarter drinks because there were a quarter at the corner store. But they're like little barrel juices that's like just 1,000% high fructose corn syrup. It's like there's not a single thing that's really juice in there. It's just high fructose corn syrup that's dyed. And so it's amazing, right? It's really good. And I love that because I was drinking that and eating Sun Chips. Like Sun Chips is like the kale of potato chips, right? Anyways, so then at 6, we started to get the kids to sit down. And we played this video. And this video is like, I'm sure it's been around. I bet you I can find it on like some Christian website. But it's like, it's by some company that like makes you pay to buy their videos. But we just showed the YouTube version of it. And it's like the church appropriate dance moves, right? And I mean, I think that I've seen versions of this. But this one's really silly and funny. And I'll put the link on the website, frankgill.me. But it's just a really silly thing where a guy's like showing you appropriate dance moves. And so I tried to convince the kids to all get up in the front to start doing it. And they did not. They kind of started at first and then they got bored and then they sat down. And literally it was just like 6 of my leaders in the front of the room dancing to this video. And it was super, super silly. So I'll put a link of the video in the description on the frankgill.me website. But it was a funny opening video. And then we played 2 games, okay? And the first game is Can You Put On This Shirt? It's called Can You Put On This Shirt? So this is a classic youth ministry game. Like, I think for the most part, I remember playing this when I was like in middle school. So I'm sure this is like some variation of this game you've either played before or seen before. This is actually really fun as an upfront game. Actually, maybe not. Maybe it's funner the way I played it. We played it as a group, like the whole youth group played it. But like, I remember always playing this as an upfront game. And it'd be really cool. So you get like a couple t-shirts. And they have to be like extra large. Like pretty big shirts. And then you fold them. Then you drench them in water. Like you put them in a Ziploc bag. You put water in it. And then you freeze it. Until the shirt is like ice cold. Like it's a solid block of ice or whatever. And then you get it out. And then the kids have to melt the ice. Like melt the frozenness of it. And then put it on one of them. Right? And so it's super funny because you can't like, it's like frozen solid. So like you have to try to heat it up, melt it, and like open it up, peel it open, and then put it on someone. So I've played this a million times. This is probably about a 15-20 minute game. This game took a solid like 45 minutes. And this is why. My volunteer leader, the intern who did it, she not only like folded, but she like tight rolled it. She like, I think I'm not sure if this is what it's really called. So if anyone's from the military is listening to this, forgive me. But I think it's like a military roll. So like it's like it's rolled nice and tight, and then like it's folded into each other. And so this thing was impossible to open. And so the kids were trying so hard. They're trying to peel this thing open. They're breathing on it. They're sitting on it. They're stomping on it. They're doing everything they can to get this thing to open. And it took forever. But finally, like, it was so silly. We were like making jokes, we were yelling, we were saying like chant and sing while you do it. And they finally were able to, two groups were able to get it open, and they put on a person and they got to win the free shirt. It was so funny and so silly. Like, if you have old youth group t-shirts from like years ago that like you can't even sell now, that's a good use for them. It's like mixing some silly game like that. And then the other game is a classic game of Fishbowl. I'll put a link somewhere. I'll put a link to both of these. Of some kind of like instructions of how to play them. But Fishbowl is that game where you sit in a circle, you give each kid like 2 or 3 pieces of paper, they have to write nouns, different nouns in that paper, and they fold and put in the bowl. And then the first round, they take the paper and they have to like describe it, like categories, I think, is the game of the game. The second round, you can only use one word, and the third round, you can only act it out. And it's like super fun game, silly. I'll put the instructions on the website. Yeah, we played that game for about like 25 to 30 minutes. I remember summertime, because we don't have small groups, we are limiting some of the formal stuff for an extended fun time. So that way, summer feels different than the fall and spring, right? And so we played probably like close to an hour of games at Fuse last night. Then after that, we sang 3 worship songs, Lion and the Lamb. we will not be shaken, and the way, parenthesis, New Horizon. I don't know. That these were almost all of them were new songs to me, but We Will Not Be Shaken is not new, but a lot of the other songs were new songs to me. And then The Message, and then so I actually have a video of The Message of my two interns preaching it, and I love recording my interns preaching so they can kind of review and watch themselves and see how they did, and see kind of like the mannerisms that they never knew they had and things like that. And so I'm going to put it on YouTube, and I'll link the video in this podcast on the website, frankel.me. But like, basically, they kind of tag-team preached. And one person talked about, like, how your testimony... So we're in a series called Your Story Matters, and we're talking about how to create and write your own testimony and how testimonies matter. And so the first intern talked about... his name is Brennan. He talked about how your testimony should be like a story arc. Like, it should begin with, like, the problem, and that problem is sin, and so your life before Christ. And it goes up to the top where it's, like, the climax. So it shows, like, what was your life... when, you know, you had sin, your problem in your life, and the trajectory up to the point where you get to your climax. So what were the circumstances around you coming to know Christ? Like, what was it like when you came to become a believer in Jesus, and what happened? Like, how did that happen? So that's when you get to the climax. And the climax is always what Jesus did in your life. And then it goes back down to the other end where it's like, now since then, how has my life been different? How has my life been different since Christ has changed my life? And so he taught specifically of like how those different components of a testimony make a good testimony. The before Christ, the climax, which is how Christ changed your, like, what were the circumstances around Christ changing your life and how did that happen? And then the after that, like, how has your life been since been different? What are you doing in light of that change, right? And so he kind of explained that story arc and compared it to like Finding Nemo. He compared it to like Ephesians 2, how like all those components are in a good story. And then my last then my other intern came up, and she kind of talked about how the point of your testimony is not about you but about Jesus, and how all testimonies point back to Jesus. So you can't say you have a boring testimony. Like there's two kinds of testimony: Paul testimonies and Timothy testimonies, and both testimonies are extremely valid, because the testimony, no matter if you were saved when you were 3 or saved when you're 33, the point of the testimony is to point to what Jesus did and his work in your life. And yeah, that's what they talked about. And I think they did a really good job. I mean, they're definitely not like consistent speakers, right? Like, they're not like, I don't think they pretend to be like speakers that do this all the time. But for like being, I think for the most part, like their first few times, they killed it. Like, I loved it. And so it was silly. It was fun. There was laughter parts. And after that, after the message, like she, Bethany, our female intern, she wanted me to come up and kind of give a gospel presentation for those people who feel like they're not at the climax yet. Like they don't, like they're in the very first part of their testimony because they haven't have a relationship with Jesus. And I explained like kind of what the gospel is. And so then they gave some announcements, and then we dismissed them. So overall, it was good. I think my plan is, I've talked to my interns about this, and so be on the lookout, probably at the end of the summer. I think I'm going to give away this entire series of how to share testimonies with you all. So you guys can do a 5-week, 4 to 5 week series with your kids about how to share your testimonies. I don't want an email saying, Frank, I want to start it sooner. Can you send it to me? No. When I got it, we'll give it out. It's going to be free. You know what I'm saying? And we'll hook y'all up. You'll hear it right here. I'm giving it out to y'all for free. A 5-week series. So you can already kind of lock it in, maybe like in October, November. You want to do a 4 or 5 week series on how to write your testimony. I'm going to give you what you need to do that, all right? Maybe put it off till spring because that's safer. But anyways, let's talk about some podcasts here. So I've been doing this since January. And there's definitely like a sense, like if you're doing podcasts, you're definitely more into listening to podcasts. But like, I for the longer, I'll say this, I'm going to be completely transparent. I did not listen to a lot of youth ministry podcasts prior to starting my podcast. And the main thing was this, is like, I really wasn't interested in that. I'd rather talk to people. I'd rather find you on Facebook and message you than listen to a podcast about it. But that, my feelings have changed. I do enjoy listening to podcasts about youth ministry now. And so I have 5 podcasts about youth ministry to listen to. And I have 5 other podcasts that are not youth ministry related that I want to share with you. And then, hey, like, if you have a podcast suggestion, hit me up. Let me know what's your favorite podcast, what you're listening to. And I would love to know it, all right? So here are the first 5 or 5 student ministry podcasts. So, first off and foremost, let's get out of the way. You know who it is. Download Youth Ministry. Their podcast is good, man. I mean, they have Josh and Doug, they have Katie, and they have Jason, and it's so good. I loved when Matt McGill was on there. His sarcasm and sense of humor was so funny. And then, like, out of nowhere, he would drop, like, the, you know, such, like, theological wisdom that cracked me up. It was so funny. Like, I mean, not like the theology was bad, but, like, the theology was good, and it just came out of left field. Like, he'd be, like, making, like, a semi-inappropriate joke in one hand, and then afterwards be like, we should fight for, you know, the plenary view of script. Like, just, like, very, like, good stuff. It just cracked me up. So download Youth Ministry Podcast. If you're not listening to that already, I don't know what you're doing, because it's such a good podcast. The next podcast is the Other Student Ministry Podcast. Sorry. The Other Student Ministry Podcast is by Justin Knowles, and I don't know who the other guy is. I think it's a worship guy. I listened to the first episode. I just listened to the next episode. Well, I listened to episode 00 and the first episode. And listen, let me just tell you this. I know Justin. Justin is my dude. And I love that guy. And I know he has some wisdom he can share. And I also know that he's a very humble dude that's willing to tap into the wisdom of others and then share that. So he is, like, if you, like, he's, it's still really new and early, but subscribe to that beast. It's going to be good. And the fact that he has a worship guy, I think is really unique, because I think that's a voice that we need more to hear more of, is, like, how to do worship in student ministry, and what are the nuances of all that, and, like, I think, like, that's something I want to explore a little more, and I think he is going to kill it. So check out the Other Student Ministry Podcast. All of the links will be on my page. Youth Ministry Answers, from Kenny and Elle. Love those two. A little behind the scenes stuff is they are the, specifically Kenny was the one that kind of really helped me understand the world of podcasting before I got into podcasting. Like, he kind of gave me some tips and tricks in terms of how to get started and what I need to do. And he helped me troubleshoot some stuff. And so I love Kenny and Elle, man. Like, they're such good people. Like they're such cool dudes and lady. She's not, Elle is an amazing woman of the Lord, and Kenny is an amazing dude, and I just love those guys. And you need to check out their podcast. They have really practical answers, really practical advice. They have a good sense of humor, and they just give you really easy handholds to apply into your ministry now. All right, and that's what I love about. I love practical stuff. Like, I just love, like, just tell me. I get theory. I get, like, ethereal. So just give me handholds, and they give you handholds, and I love that about them. Also, to quickly check out the Grow Curriculum. I'll plug it on my website. Dude, a year worth of stuff. Like, I have my winter retreat in there, my fall retreat. Year worth of stuff. Your whole year is planned out. You can be chilled, like, pretty much between now and the end of and mid of 2018, and not, like, have to, like, plan anything else. You'll have everything you need. It's a good stuff, man. The Grow Curriculum. Check it out on my website. All right, the next one, number four, is the Tactical Ministry Podcast. So I just listened to the first episode. I think it's the first episode. I think it's past 00 of Tactical Ministry Podcast. That's by my buddy Nick Farr. He's a pastor out in Arizona, I think. I was going to say New Mexico, but my intern's from New Mexico. He's from one of those really hot states that, like, I'd never want to go to. But that, yeah, I think he's in Tucson. So anyways, Nick is, he's tons of wisdom. Again, another really, really wise dude. And he started a podcast called Tactical Ministry Podcast. And he just came out with an episode where he talked about, like, how to pass that barrier from small church to big church. And I know people are listening. I felt like Nick was really brave in that, because like he's gonna get pushback, because not everybody, I don't know if this is true, but I feel like not everybody wants to break that big church barrier. And I feel like sometimes because of people's, if we're honest, sometimes because of people's pride, having that discussion about breaking through the big church barrier is like a controversy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't find the big... I actually did that jump from small church to big church, and everything he says is like on the nose. Like, it sounds, it might sound a little pretentious because he talks about, like, you, how you look matters and all that stuff, but, like, listen to the episode. It's actually really, really good. Even if you're not trying to break the big church thing, just, like, to have that conversation and, like, to know, like, how to be a good youth pastor. Like, there's some wisdom in what he just said in that last episode, in that first episode, rather. But Nick is a good guy. I mean, in my years of doing student ministry, he's made me a better youth pastor just from his friendship. And so it's a good one to subscribe to. And the last one I want to talk about, another very, very practical, good handholds, is the After Nine podcast. Check it out. Good dudes running behind it. They're fun guys. Beards are involved. And so when there's beards involved, I want to be involved. Good dudes, good site, good podcast, very practical stuff that you can use today, like right now. And they and like almost all of them, except for like technical and the other student ministry, there is loads of stuff to binge on, right? So like if you just have hours to binge on stuff, you got lots of episodes to kind of go back to and listen to. So what's interesting is before I talk about the five podcasts that I'm going that are not student ministry related, I want to talk about this week. I'm going to be on the student ministry podcast. So there was the other student ministry podcast, which is Justin Knowles, but there's another student ministry podcast called the Student Ministry Podcast. And if that's confusing, don't worry about it. It probably is confusing, but you can go to the website and just click on the different links to see what I mean. But the Student Ministry Podcast, I'm going to be on there this week. I got interviewed, and I can't wait for y'all to hear it. He kind of asked me some really great questions about my life, how I got into student ministry, about my context, some tips and advice about student ministry. So make sure you check that out. I think it's going to come out sometime this week. It's going to be dope. All right, let's talk about the five podcasts that are not student ministry related. Now, this I do get excited about, but I have to be honest, like I can't share everything because not everything is like the most churchy appropriate. So like, if you like want like the exclusive, like what do you really listen to, I can hook you up with one or two podcasts I listen to that I don't necessarily promote, but I like it. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Like I don't promote it, but like I like it, right? All right, I think we're on the same page. But here are the five podcasts that I am unashamedly in love with, that I listen to, I talk to my friends about it. And these are the five podcasts. They're not student ministry related. The first one, The Relevant Podcast. Now, that is a giant podcast. The Relevant Podcast is related to Relevant Magazine, which I subscribe to. I think it's one of the most important podcasts and magazines that's out because of the fact that it is true to its name. It's relevant. It's current. It's up to date. But it's also with a perspective of Christ, like a Christian perspective and a Christian worldview. So they talk about entertainment, they talk about politics, they talk about like stuff that's real in this world, but they come from a lens that loves Jesus and it's real and I love it. So like the sense of humor that's behind it, I know that like you know, they interview people who like I don't agree with theologically, that they probably don't agree with theologically, but they like know that like there's people in the world that believe this. So let's have these conversations. I absolutely love the podcast. I literally die laughing every time I listen to it. It's literally one of my favorites. I look forward to listening to it every week. And so check it out, The Relevant Podcast. If you haven't listened to it, you should. It is such a good podcast. And you find so much good new music because of it. The other one that's also, it's a part of the Relevant Podcast Network. It's called The Red Couch. And The Red Couch Podcast is actually Propaganda, the rapper and spoken word poet. It's him and his wife. And they do a podcast called The Red Couch Podcast where they talk about politics. They talk about marriage and relationships. They talk about culture. They talk about all kinds of stuff. And from a unique perspective of like an African-American man from the West Coast and a Mexican-American woman. So they're in a biracial relationship. They have children. One child is not props, you know, like he married into a blended family. So there's so many different nuances in that. And then there's also this like perspective of like urban, I'm trying to figure out all the right keywords to use, urban, ethnic, hood, like, / Christian perspective. So they're believers and they love Jesus and like they come from that worldview, but they also kind of bring a perspective that's not like traditionally, you know, like The Relevant Podcast is a bunch of white dudes. Well, this is like the same heart, the same love for Christ, but from their perspective. They're inner city, they're urban, they're from Long Beach, Propaganda's life being from a battle rapper and like all this stuff. Like, there's so many nuances that create this beautiful flavor of what the Red Couch Podcast is. And it just me as like an urban guy from Florida, I absolutely love it. But I think people who are not from that background will learn to appreciate it because their view on politics and their view on the world flavored with their view of Christ and their belief in Christ makes it such an interesting podcast to listen to. So check that out, the Red Couch Podcast. The next one I want to talk about is Revisionistic History. I know that's like such a cliche one because it's like probably like number two on iTunes or something. But I don't know. I like Malcolm Gladwell. I like nerdy stuff like that. I can get down with like, this is how this came about. This is how I speak. It's very soft-spoken. And I'm going to tell you about the history of Toyota. And it's like, I don't know. It just talks about like stuff that like you think you know how it went, but it kind of tells you like how the powerful of change the past. And it's, I don't know, maybe I'm explaining how it goes, but it's such a really, it's a really, really good podcast that I find fascinating. Another one that's kind of like in the same world that I think is really, really good. It's also like one of the top podcasts. It's called How I Built This. Now, I don't know about you, but I think youth ministry is a very entrepreneurial kind of job. You have to like start from the bottom and you have to kind of be creative. And I think one thing that helps me kind of think about that kind of world and like to be ambitious and be a risk taker and all that is how entrepreneurs have started their jobs. So whether it's like the guy who started Lyft or, you know, whether it's like the people from Shark Tank or, you know, the different businesses. Like I just listened to a podcast episode of the guy who started Tom's Shoes. And like, it was just fascinating, like how he started that brand and started that company and the twists and turns he took. I listened to the episode where, you know, I know they just got sold to Amazon, but like the I think it was the guy who started Whole Foods. Fascinating stuff. And just like you learn the story and the person behind the brand who started it and kind of where they are now. And it's super interesting, super fascinating. And so I just geek out on that kind of stuff. It's How I Built This. It's such a good podcast. And then lastly, this is a podcast that probably none of you know about. The girl on this podcast is a friend of mine. It's called Guy Talks, Girl Rolls Her Eyes. And literally, it's just two people talking about whatever they want to talk about. Like it's literally two people who they're coworkers in their company, and they just talk about what's on their mind. Like they talk about the most random stuff, whether it's like how do they feel about door-to-door salesmen, or how they feel about you know different airports, and you know should you only eat donuts on donut day? Like it's just really really silly stuff. It's very lighthearted, very easy to listen to. I've learned stuff. Like, I literally learned, like, medical things. Like, it's weird. Like, the podcast is strange, but it's amazing. It's called Guy Talks, Girl Rolls Her Eyes. I know none of you will know who these people are. You should just go. And if there's any way you guys can reach out to them, whether, like, you see them on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or whatever, say, Frank sent me. Say, Frank sent me. And they're going to be so annoyed with me. Please do this. Please, even if you don't listen to the episodes, just go to their social networks and say, Frank sent me with a winky emoji. And that would mean the world to me. All right? Friends, this has been amazing. Thank you so much. We're on episode 29. This is crazy. Episode 29. And we're not stopping. I mean, we have zero sponsors, but we're not stopping because I am enjoying this relationship that we have. It's very encouraging and beneficial, but I want you guys to know I got some special stuff coming up. We're gonna not just be doing order services and talking about what I did the night before and things like that, but I'm also gonna have some interviews. I got some interviews lined up with my friends that is going to be sick. All right, I'm excited about it. I think you're gonna enjoy them, and they're not gonna replace these episodes. Like they're gonna be midweek, like special episodes. They just like bonus episodes. Like, whoa, Merry Christmas to me. Not only do I get my normal 15 minutes with Frank, but I also get this episode because I love you, babies. You guys are my best friends. You guys are my buddies, all right? With that being said, I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, buddies.